up next on American Restoration.
What you have is awesome.
Came to Rick's Restoration today to get my Eco tire meter restored.
This is one of the things that are highly collectible from a gas station. There's only a few things even left.
Today I'm going to meet Lance Burton. He evidently has a lamppost that's broke.
What a mess.
Yeah.
We are going to have to literally put it back together like a puzzle. If we don't find every single piece, we're done.
Look at how far down this is.
One thing worse than being at school is seeing my teacher, Dr. J, pull up at the shop. My dad's going to lose his mind.
Tyler, get in here.
Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle.
Today I'm going to meet Lance Burton, a Las Vegas magician. This guy literally lives in a castle. He evidently has a lamppost that's broke,
and he wants me to see if I can fix it.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, Lance.
How you doing, man?
Great.
I started doing magic when I was a little kid. I was about 5 years old, first time I saw a magician, and he pulled a silver dollar out from behind my ear. From that day till now, that's all I ever wanted to do.
What a mess.
Yeah. I haven't touched anything.
It's like a crime scene.
Yeah, it's a crime, exactly. These street lamps originally were sitting out in front of the Monte Carlo Hotel. They renovated the front of the hotel, and they took these lamps down, and I wound up with them.
You know, what's cool about these lamps, back in the day, they were actually oil lit.
Yeah.
You know, with a candle.
They had a guy going around.
Riding on a horse, and he had a long stick with it lit at the end, and he'd ride along and light each one of them. They're mimicking that style of that era. These metal braces would actually separate the lens and attach to the lens. So if it did break right there, we would still have the wind protecting the rest of it, and it would just have one single unit at a time. So that's why we have these braces all the way around it.
These lamps aren't old. They were probably made early 1990s, but they were made to look old. This style lamp dates probably in the 1800s.
How'd it happen?
Well, I remember a few weeks ago when we had that big windstorm. Up here, we get a lot of wind through the mountains anyway, so it could have been 80 miles an hour, it could have been 100 miles an hour. In one of my television specials, I made a herd of elephants disappear.
Each one of these are broke.
And that was pretty easy compared to fixing this lamp. I can't do that.
Well, first of all, I'm gonna have to round up all these pieces. Because if I can't find every single piece, we're gonna have to make it, and that's gonna be extremely hard.
When this lamp fell in the storm, pieces flew between 40 and 50 feet away from the base. And there's no part supplier for this lamp. It's like one of a kind. So if we don't find every single piece, we're done.
We are gonna have to literally put it back together like a puzzle. Each little piece, I mean, we gotta figure it out.
You got your work cut out for you. What's this gonna set me back?
We gotta put the electrical back in there. We gotta figure out a way to, you know, puzzle this thing back together.
Yeah.
And I'm also gonna be testing this thing to make sure that it never falls down again. So there is a lot of work involved. I'm gonna be right around probably 6,500.
We can do 6,500, and I'll even throw in a couple tickets for you and your crew.
That's awesome.
Come in to see the
show.
That'd
be awesome. I'd love to.
All right, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's no way I'm going to be able to pick up all of these pieces by myself. So I'm going to get the guys from the shop, a flatbed trailer, and they're going to come over and scour the countryside to try to find all these parts I need.
Came to Rick's Restoration today to get my Eco tire meter restored. I'm actually Tyler's math teacher in high school, and Tyler does okay in my class, just we'd like to keep him awake a little bit more than he is.
One thing worse than being at school is seeing my teacher, Dr. J, pull up at the shop. In my experience, that's never a good sign.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, what's going on, Rick? How you doing, buddy?
How you been?
All right.
I've met Mark a few times. Usually, it's to talk about Tyler's performance at school. Hold on a sec. Tyler, get in here! But he called earlier, and he actually has something he wants me to restore.
How's it going, Dr. J?
Tyler, it's about business. Don't worry, man.
Okay.
This is the air meter you're talking about.
This is the one. It was in my grandpa's garage. He was a collector of all kinds of old things. He had a huge shop that he'd always tinker with stuff in. And when he passed away, this was kind of the only thing I could get my hands on.
Well, that means a lot to you, and that's a great thing. That's why we restore, you know, to bring back memories. That's awesome stuff. Okay, well, what you have is awesome, really rare. It's an Eco Model 15 air meter. Okay, it's probably in the 30s. This is one of the things that are highly collectible from a gas station. There's only a few things even left. This kind of air meter, maybe a gas pump, maybe a tire changer. Those were things that were just, you know, you can't get them anymore. It literally sat on the side of a gas station, and it would have a hose running off the bottom. You would come over on the side, dial it in whatever pressure you wanted, and when you gave it the air, as soon as it got to the pressure, it would ding. And then it actually stopped pressure. Now you go up to the gas station, there's no such thing, you know? I mean, this was really, really good quality service. They wanted to take care of you. Gas stations were called service stations back in the day for a reason. You'd pull up, they'd check your oil, wash your windshield, fill you up, and that was all basic stuff.
So what is this gonna cost me?
Well, right now, that's a great question, because you know what? I'm teaching Tyler how to estimate. So Tyler, take over.
The most important part of my job is estimating prices for projects. If we're way off, customers won't be happy, and they won't come back. For this project, it's gonna probably be between $1,000 and $1,200. But I'm gonna let Tyler give his own estimate.
So it's gonna be about 4 days of work. You got about 3 to 4 guys working on it.
My son Tyler has been working for me since he was 2 years old. One day, I would really like him to be able to take over the business, but he still has a lot to learn.
It should cost you around $800.
$800? You know I'm a teacher, right?
In the end, it's gonna look awesome.
Okay, all right, sounds good, thank you.
At this shop, we learn by doing. If he's right about the estimate, he's gonna get a bonus from the profit. If he's wrong, he's gonna have to work extra hard to get this thing finished at his budget.
My dad asked us to come pick up this lamp from the customer's house and to make sure we picked up all the pieces. He told us like 100 times, so now Ron, Cowboy, Brettley, and I are gonna pick up all the pieces.
Stop! Don't pull in there, let's back up there.
No, we're gonna pull up, we're gonna load up.
Back up so we don't disturb him. When you're doing a job like this, you wanna get in and get out without disturbing the customer. And Rick would want it done like that.
Let's take a vote. Who wants me to back it in?
You lost.
Ron has no backing up skills. Ron has no forward driving skills. The only skill Ron has is his brother is Rick.
You are a serious moron.
Well, the moron's on the trailer.
Dancing.
We good, team?
Still good.
You gotta be kidding me. Remember, every single piece of this thing. We gotta weld all this back together. Gee.
Look how far down this is.
Freaking thing.
I'll navigate. It took us about an hour. If we're missing pieces, we're gonna be screwed. My dad's gonna lose his mind. We're restoring an old tire meter for my math teacher. My dad let me take the lead on the estimate, and he also decided to let me take the lead on the project. So the first step is just to break it down.
Tyler has exceeded my expectations at everything he's done at this shop. But now he's entering new territory. He's taken on more responsibility, and he's gonna have to learn some things the hard way.
So, go ahead. Sometimes if you move this the same time you're going, it'll go.
I thought Tyler was a bit low on the estimate that he gave for this tire meter. But I'm gonna keep my mouth shut and hope he learns a valuable lesson here.
All right, we need to lay these pieces out. Separate the big ones from the little ones.
Awesome.
The lamp we're working on is beautiful, but it's broken into 100 pieces. So the goal right now is to lay everything out and figure out how everything goes back together.
How do we know what these are? Like, this is the piece to a big one.
This is like this, see?
Yeah, that's the same. One, two, three. Cowboy, have you seen any of these?
No.
Thanks for the help. If we found every piece, we should be able to figure out where every piece belongs. However, if we're missing pieces, my dad's gonna lose his mind.
Yes.
So look, go grab those two halves. Or those.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Awesome.
Okay, guys, what did we end up finding out? We're on the pieces. Where are we at?
Every one of these is broke from tip to tip.
That can be welded. Yeah. And then this down here, this goes here.
Yeah.
Okay. We think.
All right. So this can be welded. The guys have done a really good job, and now one of the hardest parts is over. We got all the parts, we know where everything's gonna go. Now it just comes down to ordering some glass and a huge challenge to weld everything back together.
After disassembling the tire meter, we gotta clean it up. Brettley's gonna handle the sandblasting and Cowboy's gonna handle the polishing. It's got a brass handle, which is gonna look awesome after it's polished with a steel brush. After that, we're gonna have to paint it and reassemble it, and it's not gonna be easy.
Earlier, we picked up a giant lamp pole from a customer in the desert. We've lined up all the pieces, and now we gotta start welding it together.
We have about 30 of these pieces that are all broke, ends off. We're gonna weld them. This welding is called TIG welding, and it's extremely bright. So you gotta definitely wear your gear.
TIG welding, or tungsten inner gas, uses electricity and gas to weld metals back together. You have to have a steady hand, and it takes years to master.
A lot of these pieces are bent. We're gonna have to keep that curvature as we're going. So we'll tack, and then we'll bring it back up, and then weld the top.
Let's go.
Almost everything we do here takes a high level of skill, and I'm always trying to teach my guys more.
That looks good, Rick.
What do you got? Hinge issue?
Yeah, sure.
I think Tyler's estimate on this tire meter was a bit low, so I've been monitoring the man hours very closely. And basically, he's used them all up. If I let anyone else work on this piece, I'm gonna be losing money.
Here's the deal. I mean, we're in extreme danger of going over budget on this project. And since you made the quote, this is all gonna fall on you now. You need to finish this all by yourself with no help, because otherwise we're gonna go over. All right?
All right, I got it.
I've lost a lot of money over the years on bad estimates, and it's very important that Tyler learns this lesson now. So when he takes over this business one day, he'll be making money, not losing it. The giant lamp we're working on is coming along awesome. Next step in the process is one of my favorites, and that's painting. I have to match the paint exactly so that it doesn't stick out from the other lamps on the property.
Closer. I think that's good once I spray it.
I was up almost all night reassembling the tire meter, and now my teacher, Dr. J, is here to pick it up.
Hey, Mark.
I'm excited to see what it looks like. It's actually, I was thinking earlier that it's been almost 3 years exactly since my granddad passed away, so looking forward to see it and see how it ends up.
He worked really, really hard. He worked some long hours to try to get this thing finished. It was a tough deal for him, but he came through. I'm real proud of him.
Well, good. Good. That makes me happy, too.
So, Tyler, you want to go grab it? And we'll give Mark a look-see.
I'm hoping it looks great, but I don't want to get my hopes up too high. It did look like it was in pretty bad shape. Holy cow. Is that the same thing I dropped off?
Yeah. It's awesome, huh?
Oh, my gosh. The fire engine red and the raised letters and everything looks bright and clean and fancy. Oh, man.
Yeah, you can actually see it now. You know, it used to be all ugly.
Yeah. When Tyler first brought that meter out, I couldn't believe it was the same piece. The rust was all gone. It had a shiny red paint on it. The letters were popping out of the metal at me. How did you even do this?
Well, first, we had to take everything off, stripped it down to just the box itself. Sandblasted the box all the way to bare metal, then it got painted, everything got polished. Inside, redid all these fittings, put the air chuck on the end, so now you pump air in and then you get air out.
Is this the original piece that was in there?
Yeah, yep, same piece.
Wow.
Just works now.
That's cool. I always knew Tyler was talented, I just didn't know in what. And after seeing him do this, he's incredibly talented, I'm very impressed. So, how much is it gonna end up costing?
Okay, well, the original estimate was $800, and after everything was said and done, it came out to just about $800.
It's a part of memorabilia, you know, and automobilia that every car guy wants. I mean, these things are huge deals.
Right now, if you wanted to resell it, it'd be worth $25,000 to $3,000.
$25,000 to $3,000, wow. I mean, that's great, but it's really not for sale. I'm gonna put it in my garage next to my kids' bikes, and we're gonna have some fun with it. I'm really impressed and very thankful you guys did all the work on it.
He's the man.
Tyler, thank you.
That means I get an A, right?
You wish.
Good one.
When I first dropped it off, it was just a piece of metal that belonged to my granddad. Now, I could hang it up on the wall next to my kids' bikes and could really become part of the family again.
Good job, I'm proud of you.
So it means I get that well-deserved raise, right?
You got a ways to go.
Okay.
We've been working on a lamp that was shattered into pieces for a customer. The safest way to transport this lamp is in pieces, then reassemble it at the customer's house.
You're gonna have to sort of square it on the front so we don't tip sideways.
There you go. I can't emphasize enough how careful we have to be. I mean, we spent weeks and weeks getting this thing built. We can't break it just in the shipping, okay?
Yep.
Perfect. All right.
Tie it down
so don't go anywhere. Strap it, it won't go forward or it won't go reverse, right?
The last thing we'll want is for something to break on the way over. We've been working really hard on this lamp, but if we can't get it set up in one piece, none of that matters. I mean, this thing weighs over 400 pounds, so we had to call in a crane operator to help us out. All right, guys, what we're gonna do is we're gonna lift this one up so the crane can grab at the top of it.
Are we ready?
Okay. Hold on. When you got hundreds of pounds of glass and metal swinging in the air, it doesn't take much for something to go terribly wrong. And I'm not just talking about losing money. Somebody could get seriously hurt.
Just like usual, you guys are just standing around watching me work.
Are you done yet?
Yeah, are you done yet? Sweet!
Now that we're finished setting this thing up, it's finally time to go get Lance. This project was a ton of work. I just hope Lance is as happy with it as we are.
I'm very excited to see what he's done. I'm a little skeptical that he's been able to pull this off. It was just a pile of metal and glass laying on the ground. And, you know, I'll believe it when I see it.
All right, so which one do you think it is?
Which one is it? They all look identical. I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah.
This is it here. Yeah. Oh, man, that looks fantastic. I can't believe it's upright. you look down the drive, you can't tell which one is the new lamp or the old lamp been repaired. I mean, they all look identical. Everything's straight.
Yeah.
All those little pieces, all those dents are all gone.
So all this metal pieces on top, those are the original ones, or did you have to remake them? The top cast piece was good on each one of them. The very top tins for the ornate part of it, those are all smashed.
Yeah.
My body man pounded those all out, they're all perfect again. So they didn't have to be reproduced. We just went and fixed it all.
Wow, now this is where it was snapped in half, right over here?
Yeah, this snapped right here, right in here. And from the underneath, we welded this, so that won't ever snap again, ever.
So if I have another windstorm, the rest of these lamps may fall over, but this one won't.
Right.
Okay. Well, Rick, I'm very, very impressed. It looks fantastic. You can't tell it from any of the other ones. I just thought there's no way you're going to be able to pull this off, but fantastic job. I'm really impressed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
It was wonderful.
Appreciate your help.
Yeah.
You know, when we started this process, that lamp was just a pile of broken metal and glass just haphazardly laying on the ground. And now it's all back up and new and shiny and sturdy. And it's fantastic.